And welcome to Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn, here on the MLW Radio Network, brought to you by our good friends over there at WrestleZone.com, the world's most widely read wrestling news site on the planet. It is me, Matt Kuhn, a fan just like you. And what a week we've had. What a week of shows. Lots of downloads, lots of new listeners. Thank you, everybody, for listening to Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn. But it is Saturday, so you know what that means. Total Engagement presents Crime in Wrestling. This week, the tale of Hard Body Harrison. So who was Hard Body Harrison? Well, if you don't remember him, don't worry. He wasn't around that long, but he was someone that was around at the very beginning part of the Monday Night Wars. He was actually a veteran for the United States Army, and he served in Desert Shield and served in Desert Storm. He was a platoon and motor sergeant, and he received an honorable discharge. He actually was trained at the WCW power plant, and he debuted in WCW in 1995. He was someone that you would see on Nitro and was actually part of Starrcade in 1997. He was not someone who was thought well enough of to go to WWF when the WWE bought. He was not one of the guys picked up by WWE when they bought WCW, although he did go on to win Tough Man competitions. And one of those Tough Man competitions was on the FX show Tough Man, if you remember that. So legit badass veteran, mostly a jobber, although he had kind of a unique look to him. And he also had a good look to him. But if you watch his matches, he was kind of awkward in the ring and a little bit different looking as far as his style and his look. So for a lot of us, the last we ever heard of Hard Body Harrison was when he won that Tough Man competition. Let's go ahead and go to Fox News. November 22nd, 2007. Atlanta. A federal jury on Wednesday convicted a former pro wrestler known as Hard Body Harrison of charges that he kept 8 women as sex slaves in his 2 North Georgia homes. Norris Harrison Jr., which is his real name, was convicted of charges including aggravated sexual abuse, forced labor, sex trafficking, conspiracy, and witness tampering. He was acquitted of all charges involving a 9th woman, but still could get life in prison at sentencing set for February 28th. So in the trial, Harrison served as his own lawyer, and he contended that the women lived voluntarily at his home because they wanted to train as pro wrestlers. So he's basically running a wrestling school, and he said that many of them arrived on drugs, and he helped them clean up and get in the best shape of their lives. And during the trial, the prosecutor said that Harrison was a predator who used his wrestling business to lure poor and vulnerable women into prostitution and forced labor. And the prosecutor went on to say, "I think the jury's verdict vindicates the rights of the victims who were brave enough to come forward and confront this man who abused them." Witnesses testified that Harrison imposed a strict military structure with each of the women assigned to a squad overseen as an enforcer. And a matter of fact, 2 of those enforcers actually were also convicted of crimes as well. One witness testified that Harrison beat or threatened them to keep control, and that he threatened to throw one through a hotel window when she would not engage in sex with 2 customers. In addition to forcing the victims to work as prostitutes, Harrison made them work in and around his houses, requiring them to haul trees and lay sod and paint, according to testimony. So basically, this guy was an ex-wrestler who told women that he would train them, but really ran a sex slave ring and gave other men promises of sex. And he earned their trust by bailing them out of jail or getting them off drugs with promises of a pro grappling career. This part of the story comes to us from our good friends at Pro Wrestling Stories, who actually completely coincidentally did a story on him this week after I decided what the show was going to be on. From Pro Wrestling Stories, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported the following. One, who is given the name Lexi, testified that she was strung out when she met Norris at a gas station in Cobb County. Of course, Norris is Hard Body Harrison. "He asked me if I'd ever considered a job in professional wrestling," said Lexi, then 30. "Being on the streets, you get tired. This seemed like something positive in my life." She moved in with Norris and was given a list of tasks to complete. One called HB training turned out to be sex with Norris. Lexi asked the other girls about the last item called CPT, but couldn't get a straight answer. At the end of her first week, as she stood outside a home in Rayburn County, she found out what it meant. It was time for her cut party. As Norris and the others watched in the living room, Lexi had sex with three men. Lexi's story was backed up by every one of the female witnesses called. Harrison used physical intimidation, threats, violence, and the specter of death to keep the women in line. What a piece of shit. You know, what a terrible person to take advantage of people like this. And when you get someone that you can help on the guise of helping them, you just turn around and abuse them. It's the very worst, the very fucking scumbag, you know? He was prosecuted under an anti-human trafficking law passed in 2000, which was designed to halt the flow of sex and labor slaves into the country. The law emerged as a weapon against trafficking that originates within the U.S. as well. Norris, who acted, as we said before, as his own attorney, was convicted, and what was his sentence? Life in prison for human sex trafficking. It is one of the strangest stories in all of wrestling. It is one of the strangest outcomes in all of wrestling. It is a short story, but it's one that I didn't think a lot of people knew. And a little short tidbit here for our Crime and Wrestling episode on Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn. Of course, join us every single day here on Total Engagement, whether we're talking crime and wrestling on Saturdays, or whether we're talking about hot takes or wrestling reviews or predictions, or just a fan's perspective on a few things. We do it every single day. We appreciate you listening. We appreciate us being one of the highest growing wrestling podcasts going today. Please keep telling your friends about us. And also, don't be a piece of shit like Hardbody Harrison. Be a better person. Help weak people. Don't hurt them. If there's a lesson we can get from that, I think that's this. We'll see you next time for all this and less on Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn.